Now we'll come to the Hawkeye Ranch in northern New Mexico, which was a favorite place for your father to go. And in 1925, he acquired more land, 30,000 acres, that went along with the 42,000 that he had purchased in 1922. And that's when he renamed the ranch Philmont.
Philmont, yeah.
And Mont meaning mountain.
Yeah.
And so this had to be a boy's delight.
That was the place I liked the most. And he kept adding to that. He ended up with 300,000 acres on that ranch. He kept buying stuff that joined him. And ran quite a few cattle, and I went out on that ranch, and when school was out, I'd go out there and stay at the cow camp with the cowboys for at least a month or two. We'd be moving the cattle from down below up to the high country for summer pasture. I got in on a lot of that.
And you, of course, loved horses.
Well, I loved the horses and the cowboy, and the cowboys were my heroes.
You even had a camel there.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
My father's older brother, Frank, had this little ranch out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and he had some exotic animals on it, and I was up there one time. He had several camels, and I said, wish we had one of those. And I didn't, you know, I was just talking. Dang if he didn't send one out to the ranch. So we put it in the game pasture. Dad had a game pasture there at the ranch down near the headquarters. It was with a big fence around it, and it was probably 700 or 800 acres in it. This camel was in there with some elk and some other animals. We never did anything with it, but it was just an oddity.
I think you've already touched on this, but the fact that it was a time when your father wanted you to be the businessman.
Oh, of course he did. It wasn't just a time. He always wanted. He had one son, and he was pretty proud of what he had done, had a right to be. And obviously, he would like to have his son follow in his footsteps. That's not that thing, and too unusual about that. You don't find two people that just think just along the same lines. And I'd already been exposed to this cowboying and stuff, and that's what I was interested in, is ranching. And he was, you know, so much different, higher echelon than I was interested in, and that's what it all amounted to.
But then he got you interested and tried to get you interested in oil business in Kansas.
Well, I worked up there for about 2 years in it. It was all right. I didn't mind it. Roused about and up there and pulling wells and, you know, doing the kind of oil field work that a roustabout does. And made some pretty good friends. But I, you know, I just wasn't real interested in drilling a lot of wells and making a lot of money. That wasn't the thing I wanted to do. I wanted to be ranching. And I knew there wasn't anything like the amount of money in it, but it wasn't that that I was interested in.
So then do you remember the time when you told your dad, I'm leaving this? Was there a moment?
I didn't say I'm leaving. I never told him I was leaving. Oh, I didn't tell him that. He said something, what do you think about the oil business? I said, well, it's all right, but it doesn't compare with the ranching. If he'd said anything, I'd have kept on working up there in the oil patch. He was, of course, discouraged when he thought maybe working up there in the oil patch for a couple of years, I'd get the fever to kind of want to get in the oil business like he did. But, of course, it's altogether different. I wasn't trying to make a lot of money. I was just wanting to do what I wanted to do. And in his case, it was a little bit different. It might have been different with me if I hadn't opportunities to do some of the things that I was doing, like go out on a ranch and work cattle and stuff, which is what I really liked.
So then he understood that, and then
Finally he did. It was kind of hard for him to swallow that, but he did.
I think he tolerated it.
Huh?
He tolerated it more than anything?
Yeah.
Then he set you up then with the ranch in New Mexico? Is that what had happened next?
He bought one for me. He didn't set it up. I set it up. Yeah. I did everything. But I just had one guy working for me. I hired a man, and we did all the work. I had 17 windmills to look after. And among, you know, we weren't just looking for something to do. We had plenty of work to do.
And you, as you operated the ranch, you...
I operated. He didn't have anything to do with it.
But you were a cowboy.
I was a cowboy and a rancher. Pretty good one. Did a pretty good job ranching. Did a good job running. A lot of people have ranches, but they hire somebody to run it for them. And they really don't know a damn thing about some of the work that goes on the ranches. But I was a hands-on rancher. I did anything that was to be done, I was in on it. And that's the way I wanted to do it.
Yep. Which was different from your father, who also
altogether
he enjoyed ranches.
he had people working for him, of course, and he wasn't in there doing the actual labor like I was. I worked on his ranch as a kid, just as a, you know, just a common hand, and I enjoyed that kind of work. And he didn't have anything to do with that. I was out there working with some of his family.